Nightbus method. Subsign route enabled in Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of those classic jungle atmosphere systems where the sub stays clean and confident, but you still get that dirty, wide, haunted movement around it. This is the Nightbus method. The core idea is simple. We make one pure sub sign that acts like a clock source, not even a sound so much as a control signal. Then we route copies of it into returns that create grit and atmosphere. Because everything comes from same MIDI pattern, all the layers share the same pitch and timing DNA. That's why it feels glued in that old school way, instead of like random layers stacked on top. By the end you'll have three lanes, a clean sub you can trust in mono, a mid-range grit layer so the bass reads on small speakers, and an atmosphere smear that follows the bass line like fog under the brakes. Let's get set up. Set your tempo anywhere from 160 to 170. I'll aim at 165 for a roller feel. In arrangement view, make three groups if you like. Drums, bass, atmos. Totally optional, but it keeps you organized once returns and resampling start multiplying. Also, quick safety move. Drop a stock limiter on the master while we're experimenting. Not forever, just to catch surprise spikes when feedback and reverb tails get excited. Now step 1. The subsign bus. This is sacred. Create a new MIDI track and name it subsign. Clean. Load operator. Leave the default algorithm. We just need one oscillator. Set oscillator at a sign. Make sure it's mono. Set voices to 1. Leave glide off for now. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a proper sub, not a click machine. Attack. Basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay. Optional. Maybe 200 to 500 milliseconds if you want a tiny bit of natural fall. Sustain. At 0 dB, or slightly under if you want a pluckier feel. Release. 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of those boring settings that makes a huge difference. It stops clicks at note off, and it keeps the low end smooth. Create a one bar MIDI clip. Put in long notes to start. Half a bar to a bar. Jungle sub notes often live around F, F sharp, G, depending on your key. Don't overthink the melody yet. The point is to get a stable fundamental that we can derive everything from. After operator, at EQ8, put a high pass around 20 to 30hz to remove rumble you can't hear, but your limiter definitely can. If things get boxy later, you can dip a touch around 200 to 300hz, but keep it minimal on the clean sub. Then add utility. Force the bass to mono. Either turn bass mono on, or just set width to 0%. Gain stage it so it's clean. No slamming. This track is the anchor. And here's the rule. No reverb, no chorus, no widening. No, just a little saturation on this clean sub lane. If you want dirt, we're going to do it in derived lanes so the low end never loses its shape. Cool. Step 2. Build the Nightbus routing. We're going to do this with return tracks because it's fast, clean, and it encourages 100% wet processing. Create two return tracks. Return A. Name it sub right arrow grit. Return B. Name it sub right arrow atmos. On subsign. Clean, bring up send A and send B gently. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. You can always push later. Return stack up fast, and that's where mixes start collapsing. Important concept, since the clean sub is already playing on its own track, these returns should be treated as fully wet effect chains. We're not trying to blend dry sub into the returns. We're creating transformed copies. Extra coach note that will save you headaches, put a utility as the very first device on each return and trim the level down by 6 to 12 dB before you hit saturators, delays, or reverbs. Most why does my low end feel weird now? Moments are simply returns hitting processors too hard. Let's build returner first. The grit lane. This is your speaker bass. It makes the bass line readable on a phone, without messing with the sub's authority. On return A, first device is utility for trim. Minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Then add saturator. Use analog clip if you want bite, or soft sign if you want it smoother. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Then match the output so it's not just louder. Loudness lies. We want harmonics, not volume. After that, auto filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass. LP 24. Set the cutoff somewhere like 150 to 500 Hz. This is a key move. We're basically saying, give me the harmonic body, but not the sub. Add a little resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.2, just enough to give it a speaking tone. Then EQ8 to shape it into that classic mid-bass presence. High pass it around 90 to 140 Hz, and don't be shy with slope if you need it. You are deliberately keeping this layer out of the true sub zone. If it's too thin, A gentle boost somewhere in 200 to 800 can help. If it starts honking like a cheap PA, look around 400 to 600 and dip a bit. Now the jungle trick. Put drum bus on this return. Yes, on bass. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 10%. Keep boom off, or extremely low, because boom can sneak low end back in and fight your clean lane. Finish with utility. Keep width mostly mono, like 0 to 30%. This layer is about punch and translation, not stereo vibe. Now, quick listen. Mute the clean sub for a second and listen to the grit return alone. You should still hear the bassline shape on small speakers. Then bring the clean sub back. Together, it should feel like one instrument, deep foundation plus readable body. Alright, return B. The Atmos lane. This is the haunted Nightbus smear. This is where old school magic lives, as long as you keep it out of the low end. Again, start with utility trim at the top, minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Then EQ 8 first. Before any time-based effects, band limit it like an old recording. High pass somewhere around 150 to 300 HC. Low pass around 4 to 10 KHC depending on how dark you want it. If you want proper 90s shadow, don't be afraid of a low pass, like 5 or 6K. Now add echo. Ping pong mode is great for width or mid-side if you're careful and you know what you're doing. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 45%. Inside echoes filters. High pass around 300 HC and low pass around 6 to 8K. And because this is a return, you can run echo pretty wet, somewhere from 60 to 100% wet, depending on how smeared you want the repeats. After echo, add hybrid reverb, go hall or plate, decay around 3 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. Pre-delay helps keep the initial hit of the bass movement from turning into instant mush. Use the reverb EQ. High pass up to 250 to 400 HC and damp high so it stays shadowy instead of shiny. Now add auto pan for movement. This is one of the secret alive buttons. Rate. Try 1/2 note or 1 bar. Amount. 20 to 60%. Phase. 120 to 180 degrees for width. And quick teacher warning. If you go too wide down in the low mids, mono playback can eat the vibe. We'll do a mono check later. Optional, redux for old school grit. Keep it light. Try 10 to 12 bits, and downsample maybe 1.5 to 3, just enough to sand the edges. Optional glue, add a compressor at the end. Slowish attack like 10 to 30 ms, medium release around 80 to 150 ms, just kissing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to smooth wild tails. Now listen with the drums. The atmosphere should feel like it's following the bass notes, even if you're holding a long sub note. It's like the bass is painting the air. Next, side chain, because jungle doesn't just sit there. It breathes with the break. On the clean sub track, add a compressor. Turn on side chain. Choose your drums group or your kick track as the input. Start at ratio 3:1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms and adjust by feel. Faster release is more pumpy. Slower release is smoother and can feel heavier. Set threshold. So you get around 2 to 5 dB of reduction on drum hits. Then sidechain the returns too. On grit, you can often go a little more obvious with the pump because it's mid-range. On Atmos, keep it gentler. A little breathing is vibey, but too much and it sounds like an EDM reverb trick instead of a jungle haze. Now a big expansion tip. Pre-fader versus post-fader sends. This is critical for arrangement control. If you set the sub-track sends to pre, you can mute or ride down the clean sub in a breakdown but still feed the returns. That means the atmosphere can keep ghosting even when the sub drops out. Super useful for tension. If you keep sends post, then the returns follow your sub volume exactly, which is simpler and sometimes tighter. Choose based on how you want breakdowns to behave. Let's talk arrangement ideas. Quick and practical. Think of it like a night ride. Try a 32-bar scene. Bars 1 to 9. Intro with mostly the Atmos return. Plus a distant break that's filtered down. Let the listener enter the tunnel. Bars 9 to 17. Bring in grit quietly, maybe tease the sub with shorter notes or just a couple of hits. Bar 17. The drop. Full clean sub plus grit, and keep the Atmos tucked under so it's felt more than heard. Bars 25 to 33. Start automating. Reverb size up a bit, or do a one bar stop. Then slam back. One of the simplest jungle transitions. At the last beat of every four bars, automate send B up a few dB so the phrase washes into the next one. Then pull it back at the start of the new phrase so the drums stay clear. Now, the secret sauce step. Resampling. This is where it starts to feel printed, like a record. Create a new audio track called Resample. Nightbus. Set audio from to return B, the Atmos return, or if you want a combined print, choose the whole bass group, but start with Atmos only, because it's easiest to chop. Record 8 to 16 bars. Now chop it, reverse a few bits, nudge little fragments into transitions, layer it very quietly. That's how you get that something's happening in the air feeling without adding new melodic instruments. After resampling, you can add subtle saturator or vinyl distortion for taped air. Keep it subtle. The point is texture, not obvious distortion. Quick sanity checks and common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Putting reverb or chorus directly on the clean sub. Instant mush. Phase issues and your drop gets smaller. Mistake 2. Forgetting to high pass the Atmos return. If there's low end in your fog layer, it will fight the real sub and you'll wonder why the mix feels cloudy. Mistake 3. Overwidening bass. Sub in stereo is a trap. Keep sub mono, always. Mistake 4. Too much distortion on the sub lane. You can shift the perceived fundamental and actually weaken the drop. Mistake 5. Ignoring gain staging. Returns add up. Keep sends conservative and trim at the top of each return. Now a couple advanced upgrades. Quick. Mono compatibility audit in 20 seconds. Put a utility on the Atmos return. Map a key to toggle width between 100 and 0%. If your vibe disappears completely in mono, it means your width is living in the wrong frequency band. Push stereo up into mids and highs, and keep low mids tighter. You can do that with EQ8 in mid-side mode. Cut lows in the side channel aggressively.